And God bless
Love
all of you.
Radio.
All right. God bless all of you who are on the prayer line as well as the block line coming together tonight. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm glad just to be with you, to come to you as humbly as I possibly can, knowing that many of you are great leaders on this line. And I appreciate you allowing me to just try to inspire you in some way. All of us need to be encouraged, and all of us need to be inspired. I just bless the Lord for you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. Thank you for allowing me to come. So many people from different denominations all over the world and church affiliation and from different backgrounds and from different economic stratas. All of you, I thank you for the privilege of being able to praise God with you and to be able to pray with you. This is the new awakening. It's a spiritual shift from the give me approach to God to the thank you approach to Him. We are thanking Him for His goodness and kindness. I asked some time ago you all to go on a 40-day fast. We're together on this. So those who have not, this is our ninth day of the 40th day fast. We ask that you would join us in the name of Jesus. And let's go to God together. Amen. Let's pray together and let's praise Him together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, also, I decree that we are doing what we call 7 days of praise. Amen. We don't plan really doing our prayer or things like that. If I make a mistake, forgive me. I'm so used to asking God. But we want to just praise Him, amen, for these 7 days. And I've been trying my best to just praise Him, amen, praise Him for His goodness and kindness. It was revealed to me just the other night, I mentioned it this morning, that one person worked for a mall or something like that, Walmart. And in, over the weekend, they had walked 65 steps. They had a pedometer and counted every step. Oh, my God. 65,000. And it takes a person just about all their energy to make one step. A stroke person, they will tell you that if they can make one step, it's a phenomenal feat. Amen. And yet, that person made 65,000. I began to count up the things that God had done for all of us. You know, let our hearts beat over 1,000 times last night. And let our minds think. And then let us breathe over 1,000 times last night. And then so many steps you've taken. We've taken, amen. Who knows? I don't know about 65,000, but most of you have taken at least 5,000 steps. If you had a doctor, you'd be able to say, yes, you're right, Dr. Johnson, I have. And so it's a wonderful thing just to be able to praise the Lord for what He's done. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. And we open up the prayer line tonight. This is our all-night shut-in. We're trying to be with the Lord all.
Thank you, Jesus. We can't hear you, Chief.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Dr. Daddy. Thank you for the Johnson family. Thank you for Rhea. Thank you for the Johnson family. Thank you for every prayer request. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everybody on the blog line. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. There's none like you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for traveling mercies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your shield of protection.
Thank
you, Lord, as we travel on the highways, up and down the highways. Thank you for keeping us safe, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you for the early rising this morning. Thank you. Thank you for the blood that's running warm in our veins. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief, are you there?
Thank you.
I am. Go ahead and carry on. That's good.
Thank you for every breath we breathe. Thank you for every step that we make. Glory to God. You are the greater God. You are the greater I am. Thank you. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I'm going to ask all of you to get up tonight as we enter into our all-night shut-in.
I want you
to go through your house. I want you to go through your home and feed the blood of Jesus and anoint your home, thanking the Lord and feeding the blood of Jesus. Everybody, just get up. Don't get too comfortable. Get up.
Thank you.
Lord,
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You should have been asleep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
for your love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joy.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you for peace. Peace. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace above all understanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Favor the Lord. Thank you for favor. Favor. Thank you, thank you,
favor,
thank
God.
You.
Thank you for favor.
Thank you for favor,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
We are more than conquerors. Thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, you worthy, you worthy, you worthy. Oh, well, I praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Brother Jesus, Brother Jesus.
Thank you,
Brother Jesus. Thank you for the blood.
Thank you, thank
blood
you.
Blood of good of Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, thank you.
The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over our children.
Hallelujah, Jesus, the blood. The blood.
Grandchildren, great grands. The blood of Jesus over all of us. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you
a thousand times. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please, the blood of Jesus over your front door.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
Not while you were sleeping, and yet let you rest and wake up this morning.
All right, I'm going to ask you to give him a praise tonight. And everybody, I don't want you to sit there. I want you to open your mouth and give him an open praise. Don't be embarrassed of the Lord. He wasn't embarrassed of you. I know you won't. And we love all of you on the line. So let's go. When I say praise check, come on with it. Amen. Come on with it. In the name of Jesus. Praise check, everybody. Let's give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
for
thank
the,
you,
all of you all who
Lord,
are praying sound
thank
so good.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God, all of you on the line tonight,
thank
I love you all. I don't know when the last time I told you that, maybe this morning, but I love all of you and appreciate you.
Yeah.
I
love you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I realize that many of you are great leaders on the line, and we just thank God for the privilege of just trying to inspire you, trying to encourage you. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, can you give us a station identification before we move any further, and then we'll go to the 9:30 hour here. There we are now, 9:30. Amen. We're going to handle all the youth and Ambassador Gina Hodges. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? If you are,
praise
give us
the Lord.
A station.
God bless you. God bless you. We are excited about being here tonight. And we are broadcasting from the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Block Talk Radio, by mobile unit. We're bringing this connection from around the world. And we are stationed out and camped out at Memorial University Hospital tonight. And but we are excited to bring this all-night shut-in to you. And we can be heard literally all over the world. We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, China, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. And we just give God the praise. Well, thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. And we just want to encourage him to keep on doing what God has laid on his heart to do. And also, we will be here on the blog, DBJN Network, for the next 2 hours. And then from there, we will transition to some of our sister networks, and we will continue all night with you until in the morning. And may God forever bless each and every one of you. And thank you again, Chief. Back to you, sir.
And thank you so much, Ambassador, Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are broadcasting all over the world, and you've had a lot to do with that. And I want to thank you for that from the bottom of my heart. And then people are coming even now. People are joining us from here and there. And so many listeners all across the world. We don't say this braggadociously. No. You got us all wrong. We are so happy about what the Lord is doing. People in the world, get happy about what the devil is doing. Why can't we as saints of God get happy about what God is doing?
Amen.
Because, oh, amen. And we do praise him for what he's done and what he's doing now. Amen. We've got an all-night shut-in prepared for you. And I'm telling you, it is so exciting. I don't know all what God's going to do, but I'm telling you, get ready. My word is expect. Expect the Lord to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask of thee. We get ready to go to the youth in just a moment here. I just want to tell you what we have in store for you tonight. From 9:30 now to 10:05, something like that, Ambassador Gina Hodges and the youth are coming to inspire us. At 10 o'clock to 10:30, Evangelist Joyce Jackson from Michigan. From 10:30 to 11, Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson from Texas. From 11 to 11:30, Ambassador Patricia Stern, that powerhouse from Illinois. Amen. From 11:30 to 12, Ambassador-elect Molina Wilson from Tennessee. We're all over the country, all over the world here. From 12 to 12:30, Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor from Illinois. And from 12:30 to 1, Sister Victoria Rollins. Amen. Thank her also for that 7 days of praise. Amen. From 1 to 2 a.m., that's Prophetess Betty Baker. And I'm not sure, I think, Sister Brown will be with her. But from 2 to 2:30, Evangelist LaTanya Williams from Arizona. And it's been a while since we heard from her. I know she got some exciting things for us. And from 2:30 to 3, there again we got Sister Sheila Brown from Kansas City. Amen. All these people are great, great blessings. From 3 to 3:30, Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson from Texas. And from 3:30 to 4, Ambassador-elect Jesse Digby and Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett, amen, from Illinois, both from Illinois. And from 4 to 4:30, Sister Lavinia Reynolds from Michigan, amen. And from 4:30 to 5, Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. And from 5 to 5:30, Ambassador-elect Missionary Kim Kennedy, from Michigan. And from 5:30 to 6, Ambassador-elect Molina Wilson, amen. And if I got any of that wrong, just call me. Don't let the enemy make you angry. Just call us, amen. Call the office number, 816-425. I'll give that to you in just a moment. 4894, I believe. All right, and we want to have a great time tonight. And we'll correct whatever needs to be corrected if there's a problem. The Lord bless you and keep you. We want to just get excited about what God's going to do. Let's go, let's go to Kansas City here, Overland Park. And then let's go to the youth, amen. Ambassador Gina Hodges, amen. And she can give us that office number also. The line is in your hand. Are you there, Ambassador Hodges?
God bless you, Chief. I am here tonight. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Can you give us that office number also? Thank you.
Absolutely. The office number is area code 816-425-4894. That number again is 816-425-4894.
All right, it's in your hand. God bless you.
Great. God bless you, all of you, and thank you so much for joining us tonight on our On Button for the Youth Half Hour. And tonight, representing the youth with the awesome testimony, this young lady that's going to be speaking tonight, I've known her my entire life. She has so many testimonies. That loves the Lord, a woman that has an awesome women's ministry and has always been such an inspiration to youth everywhere as well as those in the family. She's currently residing, I believe, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but she too is from the East Coast. It is with great honor and pleasure that I introduce to you Evangelist Vicki Hodges. Vicki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise
right.
God.
I turn it over to you. We have until 10 o'clock. God bless you.
God bless you. I give honor tonight to Chief Ambassador Johnson, to all of you on the line. I thank God for this opportunity, such an awesome opportunity, to be able to speak, to be part of this line on tonight. I also thank God for the theme, Chief Ambassador, that you came on with about praise, because that's what's in my heart on tonight, reflecting and giving God praise. So I just want to share a couple of things with you tonight that God has given to me, and prayerfully it will be an inspiration to those of you. But I just thank God for what he has done in my life. I thank God because I can say that I am saved, I am sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I give him glory and honor for that on tonight. And the scripture that I'd like to share, the first scripture, is Isaiah 43, and it reads, "But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee." And I'm going to skip down to the 10th verse. "Ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any be after me." And the thought I want to share with you tonight is a personal testimony. In our lives, we have many things that we go through. I thank God for the prayer that has already gone forth, and I believe that this
okay, we lost you. We cannot hear you, Evangelist Hodges.
Until she gets back, let's carry on.
God bless you. We thank God for her. I don't know. She must have called, must have dropped or something, but I'm sure she'll be back with us. And I just want to thank God for how he's using the youth nowadays to carry out his...
Hello, this is Vicki. I'm sorry. My phone cut down.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead. Back to you.
Okay. In our lives, we go through a lot of things in order for God to make us what he wants us to be. And I was saved at an early age, thank God, at the age of 29 years old. I had the honor and the privilege of growing up in a home of saved parents, and that I was taught about God. And I thank God for that. So when I did come to the Lord for myself and began to get to know him for myself, God had great things in store for me, as he does for all of us. He has great destiny for us. But in order for him to give us this, to take us to this, and hello?
We hear you. Just continue.
In order for him to take us to this place of destiny, then a lot of times he has to take us through some things, through some persecutions and through some trials and tribulations that we sometimes look at as being obstacles or things of that nature. But they're really things that God has taken us through in order to make us. And I come tonight to share a couple of these things. The past 7 years, God took me through some persecutions with a dissolving of a 20-year marriage. The divorce, everything was not very pretty. And during the time that I was going through it, I didn't take the time to really focus on God because I was in that mode of surviving. I'm a survivor, and I grew fast in the church, and I got put in leadership positions very quickly and very fast, and I sort of lost the focus on my relationship with God and was concentrating more on doing the work. So therefore, God had to bring me back to that place of it's not about the work, but it's about the relationship and who I am and what I can do. So God took me through. He took me through going through a period of being homeless, not knowing that this was something that I would ever have to experience because I've always had a place to live. I've always lived in the finest of places, condominiums with scenic views, houses all my life. But God did this in order to show me his glory, that I can stand and say, to God be the glory. God had given me a passion for a women's ministry, but I only wanted to minister to a certain class of women. I didn't want to get my hands dirty, you might say, and minister to those women who had been through some of the things that I had to go through the past 7 years. But I wanted to minister to those women who had already arrived and maybe they had problems or situations. But God had to show me that he didn't come just for the bigger people or those that were already in that place, but he came for everyone. Jesus came for all mankind, and he chose us, as he said, to be witnesses to all mankind, not just to a certain group of people, not just to a certain elect type of people, but to all mankind. So he had to take me through the trenches and the tunnels of experiencing some of the things that other women experience so that I would know how to feel that compassion and to feel that love and to minister and to let them know that God can do it for you. And in my time of humbleness, I couldn't live with family members. I couldn't live with people that I thought were friends. But God raised up a family in the presence of one of my nieces by marriage. It was the Harris family, Mother Mabel Harris. They took me into her home. They welcomed me, asked me no questions, treated me as if I was one of them. And I began to look back on it, and I say, God, I thank you, because he lets us know in his word that he would raise up people, a family for us when our own family turned against us, that he would be there and raise up someone for us. And I thank God for that, because he raised them up. They welcomed me, all of them, the mothers, the brothers, the sisters, told me to stay as long as I needed. So God brought me through that. But I was still in this survival mode. Okay, God, I'm still going to make it. I'm still going to do it. I ended up losing my job. And I was like, oh, well, I still got to keep this mask on. I can't let anybody know that this is where I am, that this is what I'm doing. And God was still saying, you know, surrender to me. Surrender to me, trust in me. But I was still looking at people, trusting in people and going to people. Then I ended up losing my church relationship. So I had no more church home to go to. I still thought, oh, wow, I can overcome this. So God sent me to I was in Church of God in Christ, which is a beautiful, that's the foundation of my church life. But God had me to go to a deliverance ministry. And in that deliverance ministry is where I learned about the things that I needed God to deliver me from so that I could be the woman of God that he wanted me to be. And the apostle in this ministry had a teaching ministry, and she began to teach and to pull out of us those things that God had put into us and to begin to teach us how to empty out other things, because I had allowed rejection, I had allowed hurt. I had allowed pain. I had allowed loneliness. I had allowed emptiness. All of those things, feeling unloved, all of those things were packed on the inside of me, and I was still crying. On top of all the other stuff that I had in there. So I began to learn how to be delivered and set free. Oh, thank you, Jesus, from all of those things that I had allowed to be masked down inside of me over all of those years. And I thank God on tonight that I can look back and say, to God be the glory. During the time that I was going through the ostracizing and the persecutions with the church, I was looking at it as man doing this, but it was not man. It was God trying to get me to where he wanted me to go. And I thank him on tonight for that, because it brought me to this place. And I ended up coming to Michigan thinking, well, I'll see how long I'll stay here. And when I got here, the Lord laid on the heart of my nephew and his wife. They came to me and they asked me to stay. And I was like, oh, my God, you want me to stay? So I stayed. And since I've been here, God has led me to I was introduced to a church here with, it's a multi-denomination diversity. The worship is awesome, an experience that I've never experienced before. And the worship, the genuineness of the people, it's just God teaching me how he's not just for a certain class of people, but he's for all people. The love and the fellowship and the friendship and the peace and the joy. And since that time that I've been here, I look back and I give God glory for all that he brought me through, from North Carolina to Washington, D.C., here to Grand Rapids, the past 7 years. The Lord let me know on this week that this is the year of completion for the things that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for the things that he's doing in my life. That's why tonight I can say I'm coming up out of this. Hallelujah. He restored me with the job that I needed for the time being. But then at the same time, he let me see that I can get as much resources from my retirement and whatever else I get to have just as much money as I do if I work. And I thank God for that. He restored me with a car that I had lost, with a place to live that I had lost in my own name. He restored me with all of the bank accounts that I was told that I would never be able to get another bank account. He restored me with a bank account in my own name. I give God praise on tonight. I give God glory. And with all of that, I came to say to you tonight, when I decided to stop and reflect and give God the glory, hallelujah, that's when I knew that I'm coming up out of this. And tonight I want to say to all of you, Jesus didn't just come for a certain class of people or for a certain denomination. As Ambassador Johnson said, over 193 countries, he came for all of us. And he's teaching me that. I had gotten into that mold of being in a certain church, a certain denomination, a certain way, a certain this. But God wants us to be available to all mankind, no matter what the race, what the denomination, what the class of life, whatever it is. And he took me through all of that to show me that when I meet those women or whoever he takes me to, then I can honestly stand and say, yes, he will give you a family to love you and take you in when you have no one else. Yes, he will give you a house and a place to live better than what you had before when you have no place to go. Yes, he will restore. And tonight, I give God the glory the honor and the praise for all that he has done and all that he's going to do in my life from this day forth. Hello?
Yes, God bless you. Were you done?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful word and that awesome testimony on tonight. You know, that just goes to show you can, some of these things that you shared with us tonight, I didn't know. And like I said, I've known you my entire life. This is my honor. But thank you so much for being our guest tonight on the Youth Half Hour of the All Night Shut-In. Chief, back to you.
Thank you, Ambassador Hodges and Evangelist Vicki. I didn't get your last name. I called
it's
you.
Vicki
Hodges.
Oh, yeah. My.
God bless you so much. You inspired us tonight. Oh, my God. You know, let me just say something to you. You have a ministry through that transparency. You can help a lot of people and win a lot of people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, see, you got to be able to do like you just did. You got to walk down the street where people live. A lot of people are going through tests and trials and tribulations and hurting and bruised and wounded and weeping all night long, and they are homeless and things like that. So you will help a lot of people, Evangelist Hodges. God bless you. We love you. And we just thank you for sharing your heart tonight. And then anytime you share your heart, you're going to bless somebody. And a lot of people were blessed on this line. I'm going to open up the line. It's kind of like when you go and speak on a Sunday morning somewhere and people come by and just say thank you and appreciate you and kind of inspire you. All of us need to be encouraged. And I'm sure many people on this line understand what I'm saying. I want to open the line for somebody, two or three of y'all, jump in there and encourage. Is it Evangelist Hodges or what do you go by?
Yes, that's Evangelist Hodges. Yes.
Please encourage somebody, please.
May God bless you. May God bless you. Go ahead.
Good evening, Evangelist Hodges. This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. Enjoyed your word tonight. Your testimony means a lot to a lot of different people, a lot of people that can identify with something that you have said tonight. God bless you and stay encouraged.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
The First Lady, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hello.
God bless you.
From Durham, North Carolina, Minister Mwaja, I thank you again for the transparency.
Talk a little louder.
I said I thank you, Evangelist Hodges, for the transparency. Again, just piggybacking on what the ambassador had said, many people who have been in your situation won't speak about it. There's a lot of shame and blame, but of course you have to reveal it to heal it. And just the fact that you would open up and just speak the word, telling us and praising the Lord all at the same time, letting us know that we go through these things to become better, make your ministry sharper, be able to reach those who really, really need to hear a word from a woman, from an evangelist, from someone who knows the Lord and that has an assurity that he will never leave you nor ever forsake you or any of us. And again, I thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. We'll take one more.
Amen. God bless you. This is Sheila Brown from Kansas, Sister Evangelist Hodges. You did a wonderful job, and I just appreciate you for just keeping it real. And I've been in some of those places, and I do know the Lord can and will deliver you out of them all. I've been exactly where you've been several times, and I just thank you for blessing my spirit. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And Evangelist Hodges, I'm just smiling because you have blessed a lot of people tonight. Just stay like that and then share from your heart. And God's going to use you in a way greater than you even imagine. Because, see, you're living right there and you are testifying right there where people live. So many people are down now and going through this, you might say, time of economic crisis. And people, you look around at all big companies failing in this day and time. That tells you what kind of day we're living in. So be encouraged. Be encouraged to Evangelist Vicki, and thank you for coming on tonight again and again. God bless you. And have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right, we're moving into the 10 o'clock hour. We got another great power pack. 30 minutes for you. I'm understanding. I'm not sure. I think Evangelist Ambassador-elect Frierson, this is her guest. I don't know for sure. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Ambassador-elect Frierson, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me? I want you to introduce this power pack lady, and then, well, I won't even give her name. You introduce her and then bring her on with her name and everything. Joyce Jack.
Okay. Thank you, Ambassador Johnson.
Ambassador Johnson.
I am Ambassador-elect Bernita Frierson from Michigan, and at this time, I would like to present to you Evangelist Joyce Jackson from Lansing, Michigan. And she's a prayer intercessor, and she's also an author, and she has monthly prayer clinics at one of the local colleges in Lansing, Michigan. Evangelist Joyce Jackson.
Yes. Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to be on the line with the prayers of the saints going forth on tonight. I praise God for the young lady that just shared her testimony. It was so powerful, and it has touched many lives, and I know she will continually touch lives. I thank the Lord that God is good and he is great, and we are on this line tonight to praise him, to give him glory, to commune with him, and to feel his presence. And I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord right now, and I thank God to you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I honor you. I honor you. I know God is so pleased with you having this prayer line that is reaching so many people. I honor all the ambassadors and all the ambassadors elect and everyone on this line on tonight. In the prayer clinic that I have been showing and telling the people about how the two most powerful ways to pray are to pray the scripture, pray the word of God, because we know that his word will not return unto him void. His word is going to accomplish that which he pleases, and it is going to prosper in the places where he sends it. And so when we pray the word of God, God hears his word, and he says, okay, I am going to let my word go forth, and he answers our prayers because we're speaking the word of God. And then praying in the spirit, we don't even know how to pray as we ought. That's why we have to let the Holy Spirit make intercession for us and let our spirit pray, because the spirit knows how to help our infirmities. Praying in the spirit is speaking directly to God. Praying in the spirit, the Lord is directing us to pray. We may get down there thinking we're going to pray about one thing, and when you yield yourself to the spirit of God, he directs that prayer, and I tell you, it reaches heaven, and God hears it, and he answers. So on tonight, I'm going to pray, praying a couple of the scriptures. I'm starting with Psalms 91, and I encourage you all to just pray the word of God. You can open your Bible, and you can take a passage of scripture, and you make it personal. Make it personal and talk to God according to his word, and watch how God hears it and answers the prayers, because the word of God tells us this is the confidence that we have in him. We can ask anything according to his will, and we know that he hears us, and since he hears us, when we ask those things, we we have the petition that we desire of him. So you know when you pray his word, he hears it and he answers it. And so I want you all to just, you know, be open and join me as I pray. You can say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, yes, Lord, whatever God places in your heart and your spirit. But we are going to pray Psalms 91 starting out, and if time permit, we'll go to another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on tonight. We come blessing you. We come thanking you. We come praising you, Father, because you are Lord, you are God, and you know all things. We thank you, Lord, for everyone on this line. We thank you that our hearts are open to receive what the Spirit has for us on tonight. We thank you, Lord. We know that you hear us, and we are going to pray, believe, and receive. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your word tells us, he that dwell in that secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we are abiding tonight under your shadow. We're dwelling in that secret place, Father God. We are making our abode under the shadow of the Almighty. We are dwelling with you, Father God. And we say of you, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God, and in you we trust. We trust you, Lord. We trust you when we don't know what to do. Our eyes are upon you. We trust you, Lord, when things look like, oh, it's going to be an impossibility. We look to you, for we know that our help cometh from you. We trust you, God, and we're not afraid. We trust you, Father, because you are a faithful Father, and you want us to trust you. Your word tells us that you'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because we trust in you. Not just that we keep our mind stayed on you, just thinking, but to trust you and believe you and to take you in your word. So thank you, oh Father God, that we know that you are our God, and in you we trust. And surely, Father, you deliver us. You deliver us, Father, from the snare of the fowler, and you deliver us from the noisome pestilence, all these diseases and sickness that's going around in this world. Father, you are our deliverer, and your word tells us that you deliver us from the noisome pestilence. And thank you, Father God, that you cover us. Thank you for covering us, God. Thank you for covering us with your blood. Thank you for covering us with your word. You cover us with your feathers. Under your wings shall we trust. Your truth, oh God, shall be our shield and be our buckler, Father. We don't even have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We just stand on your word, and we take you at your word in Jesus' name. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that's wasted at noonday. Father God, we're not going to just talk and complain about the destruction and the trouble and the wickedness of the world, but we're going to pray about it, and we're going to give it to you, God. And we know, Father God, that you will deliver us, and we don't have to be afraid from all of these things that are going on today. Yes. Your word tells us, Father, 1,000 shall fall at our side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 10,000, hallelujah, at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. That's your word, God, and we stand on your word. We're in agreement with your word. We believe your word. We speak your word. Your word said 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. We believe it, and we walk by faith, Father God. Only with our eyes, only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because, Father God, we made you our refuge. You are our refuge. You are our hope. You are our very present help. We made you our refuge. Even the Most High, thy habitation. We make you our habitation, Father. We dwell in you. We live in you. We move in you. We have our being in you, Father, and we make you our habitation. Even the Most High God, even the God of God, Lord of Lord, King of King, you are our habitation. We abide, we dwell, we live there, Father. It's all about relationship. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, we have a relationship with you that we can't hide ourselves in you. We make you our habitation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Your word tells us, Father, that no evil shall befall us. No evil shall befall us, Father. Neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. And we give you glory for that. We agree with your word, and we speak your word, and we thank you, Father God, that neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Because you, Lord Jesus, you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, Father God. Those angels, they're going to bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. The angels of the Lord are encamped about us. Thank you, God, for encamping about us, letting those angels encamp about us, bearing us up, protecting us, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for giving us power and authority. You tell us, Father, that we shall tread upon the lion and upon the antler. Thank you, Father God. We tread upon the young lion and the dragon. We trample those under our feet, Father. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too hard. Your word said nothing is too hard for you, Father, and we have you. You are in us. So we know, Father God, that we have power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall harm us. We speak to those things that would come against us, and we say, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We speak the word of God over them, and we say, thank Father for the power and authority you have given us, that we tread upon the lion, the antler, the young lion, and the dragon. We just trample them under our feet. We tell the devil, get under our feet in the name of Jesus. You give us power, hallelujah, and you give us authority. So, Father God, I pray that you let your people, cause your people to walk in the power and authority that you have given us. Your word already states it. Father God, let us believe it, let us do it, and let us walk in it. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. You do all of this for us, Father God, because we set our love upon you, and we love you, and we bless you, and we praise you, and we thank you because we have set our love upon you, Father God. Therefore, will you deliver us. Thank you for deliverance. You have delivered us. You've delivered our children. You delivered our children's children. You delivered all, God, that we are praying for. For your word tells us the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We stand upon the word of God, Father God. Your word tells us that you will set us on high, Father God, because we know your name. We know your name, Father, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we know you and you know us. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Father God, that we can call upon you. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing on this line tonight. We are calling upon you, God. We are giving you praise. We are communing with you, and that's what you desire, Father. You say, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man open unto you, you will come in and you will sup with us. So, Father, we are opening up to you tonight, hallelujah, so cool, so you can come in and you can sup with us, you can commune with us, you can help us to be built up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, even, hallelujah, by this all-night shut-in, Father God. We're getting more and more and more of you, Father, and we're giving ourselves more and more and more to you, God. We call upon you, Father, and you answer us. Thank you, Father God, for answering us. Thank you, God, for hearing our cries. Thank you, God, for being here for us, God. Oh, I love you, Father God. You said that you're going to be with us in trouble. Thank you, God. We know that life is not without difficulties, but, God, we're never alone because your word tells us, hallelujah, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You are with us, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You will be with us even in trouble, Father, and you will deliver us. Thank you, Jesus, and you will honor us. Thank you for honoring us, God, and with the long life, Father, with the long life will you satisfy us. Thank you, Jesus, for a long, satisfied life, a long, satisfied life, a well-fearing, God-fearing, health related life. Your word said you would above all, that we would prosper and be in health, hallelujah, even as our soul prospered, Father. So we know as our soul prospered, God, we will be in health. That's how we will have that long, satisfied life. And not only that, Father, you're going to show us your salvation. So, Father, I thank you tonight for everyone on this line whom you have showed salvation to, whom you have made us to know that you are our Lord, you are our God, you are our Savior. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity, God, just to call upon your name. Thank you, Father God, that as we pray, we believe it, and we know that you receive it, and we receive, hallelujah, our answers, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we agree with your word. We believe your word. We speak your word. Hallelujah. We love your word. Hallelujah. Make us living epistles of your word, Father God. I pray for everyone on this line, Father God. I pray, God, that each person will know, Father, that you are well able. You are well able to help us to stand and to stand strong. And I pray, God, that everyone is strengthened. Strengthen on this line. I pray, Father, that breakthrough come forth for all that needs it, Father. Let us just break forth with great joy in the name of Jesus. Let us be like David, Father, in times of discouragement, that we will take a stand and encourage ourselves according to what you have done in the past and what you're going to do in the future. Thank you, Father God, when we don't know what to do, we will look to you, for our eyes are upon you, Father God, and you are the one, that will give us joy unspeakable, full of glory. So I decree and I declare that everyone on this line right now and those that are coming on this line, we all will have joy unspeakable, full of glory, but that is your will for us. Thank you, Father. You're going to cause us to walk in your way even the more, and not be removed. We are inquiring of you, God, and you are giving us what to do. You're giving us how to do. Your word tells us in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So thank you, God, for doing it. Those, God, that are feeling downhearted, God, I pray that you just let them lift up their heads unto the hills from whence cometh their help. I pray, God, that you let them look to you, Father God, and receive what you have for them. I pray, Father God, that you give them great fruitfulness and great prosperity, Father God. I pray, Father, that your word even that we pray on tonight, will be mighty on the inside of each of us, mighty in us. I pray, Father God, that your spirit, will be mighty, mighty, mighty on the inside of everyone on this line, Father God, and that we'll go from victory to victory, that we'll go from strength to strength, that we will be blessed and we'll be a blessing to someone else, that we will be empowered, God, that we'll know that the kingdom of God, yes, it suffered violence, but we are the violent ones, and we take it by force. We take the things of the kingdom by force. We take it by force by praying the word. We take it by force by speaking your love over the lives of people. We take it by force, oh God, by praying in the word, by being what you would have us to be, oh God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We know, God, that you are our refuge. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our very present help in trouble. Therefore, Father, we're not going to be removed. We're not going to fear. You're going to help us, God, for the word tells us that though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, even, Father, when there's waters roaring and trouble, and the mountain is shaken, swelling thereof, that, God, all we have to do is call upon you, because there's a river, Father God, the river where the streams of shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And Father, we know, hallelujah, that we can dwell in the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High, because all we have to do is to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, to stay under your wings, to stay in your presence, hallelujah, in your presence, God. It's all about your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We know, God, that you are in the midst of us, even on tonight, Father God. You are in the midst of us, and we will not be moved, Father, because you're going to help us. You're helping us even as we pray. You're helping us right early, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, the Lord of hosts. You are with us. The God of Jacob, you are our refuge. We behold your works, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We just heard that powerful testimony, how you blessed that young man, lady, and we know, God, what you did for one, you'll do for another. We know that many are the affliction of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. We know, God, that no good thing will you withhold from us, Father God. We know that you are the one to make wars to cease. You are the one, hallelujah, that will break the bow. You are the one that will cut the spear in sunder. You are the one, oh God, that will burn the chariot in fire. Oh God, let your word be like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. We thank you, God. All we have to do, Father, is be still and know, God, that you are God. We'll be still, Father, and know that you are God. We know, Father God, that you will be exalted. You will be exalted among the heathen. You'll be exalted in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being with us, the God of Jacob. You are our refuge. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our soon coming King. How we love you, Lord. How we bless you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We praise your name. We give you glory, God. We give you glory, God. We take time to praise you. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. We take time, oh God, to bless you, Father. Help us, hallelujah, to be the more like you. Help us, oh God, to walk in your way. For your word tells us, blessed is the man, hallelujah, that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Father, I ask, oh God, that you just let the Spirit of the Lord lead and guide us, that we will not walk, hallelujah, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Father, help us to walk in your way, and help us delight ourselves in you, God. You tell us in your word, but we just delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. And Father, help us to meditate in your law day and night. Help us to seek you in your word. Help us to seek you in fasting and in praying. Help us, oh God, to do what you would have us to do, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And then we'll know, Father, that we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Thank you, God. Thank you. Let our roots run deep, Father God, and that we can bring forth fruit in our seasons, Father God. We thank you. Help us to be fruitful. Help us, oh God, to have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, God. The love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the meekness, the kindness, oh, even temperance, oh God, in our life. Help us, and help us to bring forth fruit, Father, to be witnesses for you wherever we go, however, hallelujah, we're at, Father God, to let our light so shine before men that they'll see our good works, oh God, and they'll glorify you within. Hallelujah. They'll glorify you, God, in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let our leaves not wither, Father, as we bring forth fruit in our season. Our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do will prosper. Thank you, God, for letting us prosper in all of our ways, prosper in our giving, prosper in our living, prosper, oh God, in our families, prosper, oh God, on our jobs, prosper, God, in our community. Let our lights, hallelujah, just be that beacon of light that will, hallelujah, let men and women see that you are Lord and you are God. Whatsoever we do, Father, shall prosper. We don't want to be like the ungodly, for your word tells us the ungodly are not so. They're like that chaff which the wind driveth away. And we know that the ungodly, O God, shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For, Lord, thank you, Father. You know the way of the righteous. You know us, God. You know our hearts. You know our motives. Your words say, blessed the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. You know the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for your blood that you shed on Calvary's cross because of your blood. Hallelujah. And because of your resurrection, Father God, we have you as our Lord, and we have you as our Savior, and we know, hallelujah, that we are the righteousness of God because of who you are.
You are
what you did, not, oh God, because of anything that we have accomplished or done, but it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Father. So we take this time to praise you, God. We take this time to give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We give you praise. Let's praise him, saints. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My soul bless you. My soul magnify you. My soul give you glory. You are worthy. You are worthy, God. Worthy. Praise you, Lord. We praise you on this line on tonight. We bless you because
you
have done great things. We praise you for your mighty acts. We praise you for your excellent greatness. We praise you, God, with the sounds of our voice.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah, your word say, and everything that have breath, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Bless
your name.
You are great.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You're like it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We bow before you, God. We come in your presence with thanksgiving. We make a joyful noise unto you, God. You are the Lord. You are God. You are a great King. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in your hand are the deep places of the earth, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. God, we just love you, and we praise you, and we honor you, and we bless you. We worship you. We bow down for you. We kneel before you, God. You are God. We are the people of your pasture and the sheep of your hand. Oh, God, we bless you, and we thank you. We hear your voice, God. Let us not harden our hearts, God. Let our hearts be open. Let our hearts be open to receive all that you have for us, Father. Let our hearts be open to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. Let our hearts be open, oh God, to give you glory, honor, and praise, God. Give us revelation. Give us insight. Give us clarity on the things you would have us to do, the things you've called us to do. We thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are King. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise you. Oh,
thank you,
that men would praise you for
your glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your wonderful work to the children of men. So we take this time to praise you on tonight. It's a good thing to give thanks unto
you.
Glory. It's a good thing to sing praise unto your name. We thank you, God, for showing forth your loving kindness, showing forth your faithfulness. You are a faithful God. You are a great God. Oh, God, and we bless you. We bless you, Father. And we pray specifically, oh, God, for all of the ambassadors on this line, all of the ambassador elect, Father God. We pray that you would give each one their heart's desire, and you would, hallelujah, use them as you see fit. We thank you and we honor you, oh, God, for Chief Ambassador Johnson. We thank you, Father, for
thank
how you're using him in this day and this time. And, Father, we pray, oh, God, a special blessing upon him. Oh, God, give him the desires of his heart. You, Father, you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And I know, Father God, you have great rewards for him and all of your people. And, Father God, we just thank you for this time. We bless you, God. We know that you have heard us. We know that you're answering our prayers. We know, God, that you alone are getting the glory. So we say thank you.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We honor
you.
Bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus,
thank
name
you.
We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. We pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And we believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let's give God a wonderful shout of praise. Come on, everybody.
Thank you.
Hallelujah!
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Worthy
of the Lamb. Evangelist.
Thank you.
Evangelist Joyce Jackson. My God, you own it. Woman of God, amen. Anytime you
amen.
Pray word of God, amen. If we know that you hear our petitions and we have the desires, and you know the things that we desire, because God
yes.
hears our petitions, we pray the word of God. And that's so phenomenal. Thank you for that tonight. Oh, my God, you blessed us to go to another level, amen.
Thank you.
Thank God for you. I want to open
amen.
Up a lot of people. The chance to just share with you how the Lord touched them and blessed them through that wonderful representation of the Word of God being freed. Amen. God bless you. The line is open to somebody who wants to just share with her how she blessed
the Lord.
Them.
Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern, and I told you I personally honor the Lord for the Evangelist Jackson. I tell you, you definitely blessed me tonight. Psalms 91 is my baby. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when you could pray the word of God, you got my attention. And I thank God for you, woman of God. God bless you. And may you come back again and bless us again and again. Stay encouraged in the Lord, because
thank
he certainly
you.
Blessed us on tonight. God
thank
bless.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely. Amen. Anytime you pray a word, oh, my God, things happen. All right, somebody else.
Thank you, God.
Good evening. This is Ambassador.
Lord, hallelujah. Woman of God, this is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas. You spoke life, hallelujah, and I enjoyed it, amen. You blessed my soul, my heart, my life, my destiny, and my purpose. And I tell you, I connected to you in the spirit. Keep doing what God has called you to do. I tell you, you're in the realm of the prophetic, woman of God, and don't be afraid to speak what God has called you to speak and the things that you have seen, hallelujah, with your eyes, and things that you have heard in your ears, glory to God.
Thank you.
Speak it. Let it come forth. Hallelujah. And you don't even have to bring it to pass, because God is going to do it, because he honors your life and he watches over his word to perform it. God bless you and coming back. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody else. Somebody else.
May God bless you. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas, and just on the spirit, God used you to take me to a whole new level in the spirit. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Ambassador Blake Frierson in Michigan, and I praise God for you, and you are just truly, truly blessed. You have been an inspiration to me, and I just love the way you prayed the scripture, and that's what my pastor teaches, that we should pray the scripture. And I'm just reminded as you were praying that of the scripture that says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. And I just thank God, because if you follow the word, do the word, you can't go wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, Evangelist Jackson, we enjoyed you so immensely. Thank you for being here on the All Night City, and you blessed us greatly.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Dr.
Terry, yes,
can you tell us the name of her book?
Absolutely. Please do.
Oh, okay. I have written a book, and it's called That I Might Know Him. And it's kind of like a little prayer manual telling of some of my experiences and also telling how God has answered many, many prayers. And you can get it online or you can get it through me. And Amazon has it, too. Thank you.
All right. Amazon, everybody.
What is it called again, please?
That I Might Know Him.
Thank you.
By Joyce Jackson. Thank you.
Yeah, That I Might Know Him on Amazon. Amen. Be sure to try to get that book. Amen. It will bless you, I'm sure. God bless you.
Ambassador.
Uh-huh.
This is Ambassador Stern. This is the young lady that invited me to come to be a part of her presence. And I,
all right.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to let you know that you already know, but this is the young lady. Amen.
All right. Well, I understand now. Amen. You're in good hands. Amen. Up there. Is that Michigan, I think? All right.
Michigan. Thank you for allowing her to come. And she's going to
be. Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. Amen. Love it. God bless all of you. I got to move. I'm going to Texas now. Amen. Before I do, let me check. And is Bishop Bolden, are you on the line? All right. We'll check back to see if he's there at another time. All right. Let's go to Texas. Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson, are you here?
Yes,
are you there? All right. God bless you. You've been a blessing to us many times on this prayer line, and we just thank God for you. Amen. Hopefully you're not affected by all that water down there in Texas. Amen. All right. Thank God for you. Why don't you take it from 10:30 hour, take it to about 11:05, something like that. And the Lord bless you and keep the, bless us real good. This is Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson. I forget what part of Texas you're from. West Texas. All right. God bless you. The Lord is in your hands. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Men feast off of the word of God that has already gone forth. You know, so much you can hear and you think, what else can I say? But I just really enjoy the woman of God that have shared so much and all the ones. Up until this present moment, I'm just thanking God. So I do honor the Lord on tonight, as well as our Chief Ambassador and everyone else on the line, Chief Ambassador Johnson. My thought tonight is that the thing that I was dwelling on, I thought I would share, to really know God and realizing that when I, in my prayer time, I said, Lord, I thank you because of who you are. It means so much for us to know who he is that we say we're serving and that does so many great things in our lives. Who is it that we give the credit to? And I thought about the song, and because he is, I am. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. Because I know who holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. And that is something that I've been holding on to. I said, Lord, don't let me forget who you are. That's how I'm able to make it. My testimony somewhat is the fact that I thought about the lady that gave the previous testimony. You know, we can have so much and be doing so well. But when it's time for us and it's our season, then it's just that, our season. It's just like it's been the last 3 or more years is that my life took a flip-flop. Something that I never expected, but then we never expect things to happen, and yet they do. But then I stand on the word of God that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. And I had retired after 27 years on a job, making good money, had a nice husband, nice family, nice home, just doing well. And then all of a sudden, my mom took ill. My husband had two strokes, paralyzed and in the hospital. And so all these things began to happen that made a change in my life. But I continued to think on who God is. And that's what I'm talking on tonight. Remembering because of who he is, I am. Another song I'm reminding of, it says, who made the mountains and who made the trees? Who made the river to flow out to the sea? And who gives me strength that will never, never die? It's somebody that's bigger than you and I. And that song is just going over in my mind and in my spirit. All these things reminding me of who God is. I went to the scripture. And he's not a man. We're talking about God. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. For if he said it, it shall come to pass. And that's the word of God that I stand on. All of these nuggets that we get from the word of God, it is to hold us while we go through a many, many things. For I thought about sin will take you further than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And sometimes it'll bring out of you more than you want to give. And so in order to get past all that, we have to stand on the word of God, realizing that the many promises that he's made to us, they are yea, amen. The word of God tells us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And because of all of this, that's how I am able to make it. As far as I have, it's only by the strength of God. Every time someone sees me, how am I making it? I just said only by the grace of God. And I'm not saying it as just a cliche, but it is truly the meaning that I stand on by the grace of God. He sustains me day in and day out. When I get up in the morning, I thank God for his renewed mercy, realizing that it is his mercy that I can stand and speak and clothe myself and go to work, clothing my right mind with activity of my limbs. Oh, I don't take it for granted, but I thank God for all that he's done. For he's my everything, and it is in him that I live, I move, and I have my being. You know, sometimes we say those things just because we hear it and it sounds good. But when we live up to that, we find out the true meaning of how we live, move, and have our being is only through Christ Jesus. I thought about Job. I've had someone that spoke to me in my life as I've gone through this, and they said that I was reminding them of Job and how the Lord asked Satan, said, have you considered my servant Job? And oh yeah, he said he was going up and down and to and fro seeking whom he may devour. So yeah, he picked out Job, and not that Job was deserving at all, because the word of God said he was a true man of God. And he loved the Lord. So there was no sin or guile in him. But the Lord knew who he was. And I began to think on that. I said, Lord, if you ask Satan if he had considered me, let me stand firm and not take back. I want to make it. I want to come out as pure gold. And because of the things that we go through, you know, sometimes the enemy will bring a lot of doubt before us. But I thought about Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so my prayer is, Lord, don't let me faint. Help me to go through this journey of what I'm going through now. Help me to make it. And I realize day by day he's helping me to make it. I am living victorious only by the grace of God. I went to my mom on tonight, and she has been diagnosed with leukemia. So she has lost a lot of her hair, and she was wanting me to just clip some of it off and just go ahead and take it. And that was a hurting thing for me to see my mom's hair like it was, and I'm having to cut it and so forth. And so, you know, it takes the strength of God to go through these things. We're just human. We flesh and blood, and God recognized that that's what we are, just flesh and blood. We're human, and human act like human. So that was a hurting thing to me because I love my mother. But I thought about it. I said, Lord, only you can give strength. I look and I think about how you have brought her through. And even the hospice, when they come to see her, they cannot believe how she is just making it just so strong. They keep saying, she's a strong woman. I said, yes, strong in faith. I see the miracles that take place every day. And I know it's nothing but God that's doing it. So because of that, the more I go through, the more I think about just who God is. Another scripture I thought about on Job, he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. For all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. And I realize that this is just a season that I'm going through. So I'm going to wait until my change comes. And in this season, I'm going to pray as never before. I constantly stay before the Lord, which is why I thank God for this prayer line, because it gives me strength the first time I get up in the morning. Help me to make it through the day. I thank the Lord for this vision that has gone forth. He knew what was going to be coming ahead of me. So God is just so good. He's just a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a healing God. He's a just God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a delivering God. He's a right now God. He's a saving God. He's a filling God. Oh, how I love him. How I love him. He is so good to me. I have no problem in serving him. Nobody has to force me. It's my desire to serve him. God is so good. So it's because of that I think about, because who he is, I am. I'm able to make it. I can stand firm on the word of God. And I'm just like Job. I'm going to hang in there. At all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. And I'm seeing how God keep working things out for me. I go to the nursing home. I want you to know I was able to speak so many different places and different churches and different things that they would have. And behind the podium is one thing. But when you go to the nursing home, for those that may not look so well, may not smell so well, may not acknowledge you so well, but you know that it's a ministry in itself. It's what God has me doing right now. And I praise him for what he's doing for me right now. He's placed me there where they can say, oh, I just like the way you look. I like what you say. I like how you take care of your husband. Somebody needs to see some good taking place. It's a lot of bad going on in these nursing homes. And I didn't know it until this went on with my husband. But I can see God making a difference. So, you know, we have to pray and ask God to bless and give compassion to each one of the residents and even to those that work there. So it's prayer that makes a difference at all times, and we have to pray. So I tell you, this has been a learning process for me. It's been a true journey, but it just still have proved to me more and more just who God is. He is just somebody that I look up to and know that he's an super awesome God. He's not a God that stands and doesn't move. I mean, but he uses us daily. Some people have those the monuments and stuff that they look to and just statues that cannot move. But I want you to know I found out that my God moves. He moves in us. He gives us how to go forth. And I just praise him because I just praise him because he's my everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank him for all that he's doing for me. I just thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just because of him, because who he is, that I can make it day by day. It's because of him. So that's what I wanted to share with you, is that when we find out who God really is, that we can make it. We don't have to get caught up. So many are getting caught up in drugs and alcohol and getting caught up in all kind of addictions and sexual sins and